At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We take you now to NRG Park, where D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the Texans, is talking after day one of mandatory minicamp.
Him battle back, work in the right way to put himself in position to have another opportunity here in Houston. You know, couldn't be more excited to add him to our team and see what value he can provide to us. And just on the same note, I would just like to, you know, just thank Nick Caserio for just his tirelessly hard work to and dedication to our team, to making sure no matter the circumstances, making sure he's doing everything possible to enhance our roster, put us in a good position to compete each and every year, despite the circumstances that comes up. Like, he's always looking to make us better, and he's done an outstanding job every year that I've been with him, and couldn't be more pleased to work with Nick with the job that he's done.
Nick Chubb is pretty renowned as a blocker. Is that something that's important for you in your running backs?
The most important thing right now is for Nick to just get acclimated to how we do things. We all know the caliber of player that Nick can be when he's healthy and when he's at the top of his game. He's a dynamic player. He's a game changer. So we're just easing him in. We'll see how far he gets. Come back training camp, ready to go. Oh, CJ threw today, right? All right. Yeah. CJ's a competitor. And, you know, last week, CJ, he was adamant about going out and practicing. It just shows the type of person that CJ is. But for me, as a head coach, it's important for me to just make sure we're protecting him, making sure we're doing what's best for CJ, and not really a word about the outside opinions or other people. Nobody knows the information about our players more than me. And so I'm going to make sure I always do what's in the best interest of our players, first and foremost, with their health and wellness. That's always on the forefront of my mind. And so that's why the decision was made about CJ. I think you guys saw him out throwing today. I think he looked pretty fine to me.
Is there any concern about the last 2 years he's had with the knee injury and with the broken foot he sustained 6 months ago?
With Nick and the injury history, we understand his history, but you know, we don't dwell on that. We're giving him an opportunity, and we'll see, you know, how it turns out for us here in Houston. One thing I can say from a guy who's come back from injury is just about the work you put in. You're really not the same, a few months out after injury. It takes time to get back when you can work out and not be worried about rehabbing and working out. Sometimes when you're rehabbing, you're just getting yourself to the starting line, and you're not really ready to win the race. So I think when you take the time to recover and you can truly work out and put the work in and dedicate to your craft on playing the position really well, that's what helps you to have a good year that following year. And I think Nick has put himself in position to do that.
You're going to get splashed again today. You had a great one-hand catch against Kamari. What does it kind of show you about a rookie when he's willing to step forward this early into the process and step up and make plays?
It's been really exciting to see just Jaden's growth process in the short amount of time that he's been here. I've seen a guy who's steadily got better every single week. You've seen him make even more plays, and seeing him today, I mean, this is the most plays that he's made. And in our last week of camp, to see a rookie who's come in and showing right now that he could be an impact player for us, I think it means a lot And we saw it as coaches watching this film from the college game. But I think it just means a lot to the entire team, the players, defensive players, other offensive players, actually seeing him thrive in practice. Because I truly believe if you take practice the right way, deliberately, and you work at it, it'll show up in the games. And so it's really awesome to see the work that he's doing and the plays that he's making.
Get these guys for a couple more days, and then they break. What do you want to see out of these specific workouts in this mini camp, and what's your message going to be when they do leave here and come back for the game?
Yeah, as we leave here, this last week is really – it's just coming to an end of the things we've been harping on since really our phase one, right? And it's been a steady build-up to how can we find ways to just get incrementally better at the small, minute details of your job. So it may not show up all the time as a highlight. It may not show up, you know, as a wild play that I'm showing in a team meeting. It may be as simple as, you know, Nick Neiman, his footwork, just getting straight back on a punt team, or EJ Speed working his eye, working with better eye discipline, or Kay Stover. He's a guy who I think has grown his time, and just on one small detail for him is just, you know, his separation at the top of the routes. So seeing Cade, a second-year player, take the steps to get better at the one thing, just his route definition at the top of his route, and seeing him make play after play, like that's what excites me about the offseason. That's why I think it's really important, these 8-9 weeks that we have with the players, if you attack it with the right mindset, you can actually get better, enhance your game, and you don't see – as big of a jump in a lot of guys, or really is that first and second year. That's where you see a jump, and that's where I think Kay Stover is taking a jump, and also Kalen Bullock. Kalen has done an outstanding job, you know, this offseason of, you know, we know Kalen for tracking the football, making interceptions, but the thing that I'm very pleased with the way Coach Adegoke has worked with him just on his tracking, putting himself in really good body position to make tackles. We're not tackling or being physical, but he's doing those small things that's going to set him up to make those tackles when we put the pads on. So those small highlights are really huge for me, and we have multiple guys who are getting really getting a lot better in their craft.
Was out on the offensive side by them having their leader backing up.
Today, I think CJ's first play, he made a big throw on a corner route. And you saw the energy. You saw the competitiveness of CJ talking a little smack to the defense. Like, I love the back and forth that happens. And CJ definitely added some energy to our practice, added some energy to the offense. Guys are doing well, but I think you see when you have game changers and that's what CJ is, and he instantly changed the – I think just the vibe of the entire practice changed having CJ out there and seeing him make the plays he was able to make.
Got time for a few more.
Ursary, he's done a great job. The biggest thing with Ursary is for him is getting acclimated to learning, like, what does it take to be a pro, right? And it's those small things of how are you handling yourself in the meetings, like taking the meetings to the field, the weight room, right, nutrition, all those small things that really compound upon rookies, and it's a lot to handle for them finding their routines. And I see Ursary, he's steadily gotten better at the things off the field of finding his routine, and also on the field, just seeing his footwork, his pad leverage is getting better. It's improving. So I can't wait to see him actually put pads on and have to block Hunter Anderson. That's going to be a really good challenge for me. He gets to go up against, you know, two of the best pass rushers in the NFL, so he's only going to get better by going against those guys.
Collectively having all of the secondary here now, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, all of the guys, what did it look like to you on the field, just the potential of that group?
Yeah, it's good, having all our guys here. C.J., he hasn't been with us. I mean, he has a ways to go and picking up what the other guys have done over this time. So it's good having the guys back. And CJ is just, he's one piece, right? He's a foundational piece to what we're doing, but it's going to take a collective effort of building that puzzle, putting the work together, everybody collectively coming together to make that puzzle a beautiful finished product. So he's one piece of it. We all work together the right way. We can have a really good secondary.
It seems like Trent Brown, he's not on the field, but he's very active, engaged. Is that part of the appeal of bringing him in, even though maybe he had the injury last year?
Yeah, adding Trent, the one thing for Trent is just about him getting healthy. So Trent is doing his work on the side, but you just see the type of guys that we like to bring in. Like, it's important to Trent as a vet to help out the young guys. So whatever he sees from a technique perspective, nobody's asking Trent to stand behind and talk to the young guys. It's just what he does on his own. He finished his work. It's important to him to pour into the young guys. That's what the league is all about, man. We stand on the shoulders of the guys who came before us and paved the way. Trent is just paying it forward, helping out the young guys. Just shows the type of guy that Trent is.
Is there extra value because he is familiar with the new OC and Popovich? Is there extra value there?
It always helps when you have familiarity with the play caller or position coach when you're stepping into a new scheme. You know, no different than adding Aziz. Aziz, the guy, well, I was his position coach. So adding him, we know each other. He knows what I like. He knows what I'm about. He knows what I expect. And so he can easily deliver the message that I would say he can easily deliver to the locker room. No different on the offensive side, right? Adding Trent, who's been in this system, worked with Coach Cole, worked with Kaylee before, it really helps, I think, deliver that message to the guys in the locker room. So that message is just, it's echoing, right? And that's what you want. You want the message coming from the players, not so much from the coach all the time.
Let me take these last two. How do you like
the You know, the hard thing about offseason program is the offensive D line, offensive line, defensive line. There's a lot of give and take that goes with that territory there. You want to be as safe as possible in how we're working. So it's nothing to really stand out about the O-line, D-line, because we got to put pads on, right? For the big guys up front, they play a physical game. We won't know truly what we have until we put pads on, until we see these guys in training camp, see them in game action, actually get their job done.
What kind of impact has Jerod had on CJ over these last couple of years?
Yeah, Jerod is doing a great job. Jerod has grown as a coach, first-time position coach a couple years ago. I think him getting a rookie quarterback, they're both growing together, and Jerod is headed in the right direction as a coach. And with our roster where we are now, I feel really strong about our roster. I think for me, I always take into account every year, like every player that's on our team, right? So some people have the adage of, oh, you guys are going all in because you make a certain move here or there. Well, to me, what year aren't you going all in? Because if you're not trying to go all in, whatever that move is, then it's just a disrespect to the organization, a disrespect to all the players who are putting their bodies through a ton of pain, ton of suffering to go out and play this game. So for me, just respecting the game and what it means to me, every year we're trying to accomplish the goal of winning it all, doing our absolute best to put our team in position to do that. And it starts with Nick Caserio and the job that he does just with scouting talent, being able to acquire guys, getting deals done. There's nobody that cares more about the people in this building than Nick Caserio. So it's just – for me, it's easy when you're working with a guy like Nick. He makes it easy on me. We see the game the right way. We're both very competitive in what we're doing. So, it's a great match, and the roster isn't the way it is without Nick's help. So credit to him for that.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, there you go. That's the head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, talking to the Assembled Media. And this is typically when we do B-Scott's thoughts. B-Scott, thoughts on what the head coach had to say?
No, there? I would just circle back to the C.J. Stroud news. I feel like him not throwing was bad news, and him throwing is good news. And so we can celebrate. I did mention that I'm going to file it away for later because, I just cannot get it in me to apologize for being concerned about the health of the quarterback. Forgive me. Forgive me for thinking that the quarterback not being healthy 6 months after he played, last played, was not a big deal. But to see him out there, to see him making plays, making throws, Jaden Higgins I thought was a big one. And obviously the, you know, him making plays with C.J. Stroud, watching them make plays together. And, of course, the Nick Chubb addition. I think that it was very clear that D'Amico Ryans ain't putting all his eggs in no Nick Chubb basket.
Yes.
But they got, like, they talk about this guy different, as they should, right? Like, I think his resume speaks for itself, four-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro. So, like, you bring in a guy like that, he kind of commands this certain level of respect and reverence to begin with. And so it'll be interesting to see what that actually looks like when they start playing football for real.
I think the big thing with Nick Chubb, well, a couple things stood out, but the big thing with Nick Chubb, you're right.
Oh, we're not going to get it all right here. We'll have to circle back.
They're not putting all their eggs in one basket, but he made it very, very clear at the end of his comments there. He said, you know, sometimes when you're rehabbing, you're just getting to the starting line.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think they feel as if Nick Chubb is finally at the starting line after those injuries. And so as much as they have to say, hey, we're taking it easy, I think they have some expectations.
Yeah, like it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if Nick Chubb wasn't really, really ready until week 8, week 9, and they're able to kind of stay above board up until that point. Like, I think that could be like a – like an underrated bonus addition, not just getting Nick Chubb, because obviously they got him in the offseason, but getting a healthy Nick Chubb or Nick Chubb hitting his stride right as the season is starting to develop.
I mean, that's an interesting thought process, the idea of like Nick Chubb not being the full version of whatever Nick Chubb is in this year till midway through the season or what have you, because then how are you making the decision on your cut down on that running back room, you know, at the end of camp? Like, what are you then basing that on? Is it just we forecast where it'll be and thus we can make that decision on whether it's Damian Pierce or Darray or whoever that ultimately, you know, is the odd man out in that room? Like, that thought process gets a lot more interesting if you think about the idea of, like, what is the, you know, the continued growth through the season and where is a reasonable place for the growth to kind of settle.
But how great would it be? And Lopez, like, we've been watching this. It's been a long time. Honestly, Joe Mixon was like was godsent last year.
Yeah. Yes.
It's been a while since they had a running back to that caliber. Obviously, Damian Pierce had the rookie season that he had. But wouldn't it be dope if they had, like, two, three running backs that they could rely on, that they can hand the ball off to? Like that, and that's kind of speaking to your point here. What if they kept – you remember 2021 when they kept five running backs?
Yeah.
And we weren't sure if any of them were any good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what if you had three that you could rely on? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I know exactly who those three are. Obviously, you have Joe Mixon.
Agreed.
But between Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, the rookie Woody Marks that they just drafted, and obviously we know Dario Ogunbowale, they drafted some guys last year, Jawar Jordan, J.J. Taylor was somebody that was in the mix. Somewhere within that hodgepodge of guys, if you can just get enough to – where you can spell Joe Mixon and you don't have to run him into the ground. And then, oh, here comes week 8, or maybe it's even week 7 after we come back from the bye week, and now Nick Chubb has finally hit his stride. I mean, it would be like Christmas coming early for the Texans.
To your point, Reggie, about, you know, how they're going to play this, basically, I still think it doesn't change a whole lot because of Woody Marks. Because, you know, depending on what they see in him, clearly they're not going to, you know, they're going to move on from a drafted rookie.
No.
And then you have, you know, Nick Chubb sort of on the sideline. I mean, he's going to be on the roster at some level.
Yeah.
You would suspect. I don't know how much it changes behind those three guys, you know, Mixon, Chubb, and Woody Marks.
No, yeah. just a thought the way that you were laying it out, B-Scott, which I don't think you were wrong in that regard.
I mean, but and I want to point out, I know it was a different regime, different coaching staff and all of that, but we did see them keep five running backs on the active roster one time.
Yeah, but where's the give at that point? Because you got a lot of wide receivers that it feels like can keep. And
I get it. I'm just saying. And with the wide receivers, we don't know how good they are after the fourth or fifth guy. So it could be. I mean, they could go literally either way there. And
wide receiver, huh? I hear B. Scott. Well, the five wide receivers for your Texans.
They'll obviously have six wide receivers, but I do think that Nick Chubb does change the calculus a little bit. Like if you got to let go of John Metchie or Xavier Hutchinson or somebody because you believe that Nick Chubb is going to be a contributor or however the math or the numbers work, I think you'll be able to live with that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very interesting to actually get to that point and see that happen, right? Especially if you feel confident in the ability for your wide receivers to like be there, because I think obviously health ends up also being an issue when you start talking about like having relatively narrow numbers there. But nah, man, that I could very vaguely, as we sketch this out, very far away from when they actually have to make those roster cuts.
It could be tight end where they cut the corners because we don't believe none of them are any good anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it could be they could figure out a way to make sure that they got enough running backs to get a ball to.
Very intriguing. All right, so there's more stuff to dive into with D'Amico Ryans, and we will. But coming up next, we got to get into what's popping where. I want to get some of B. Scott's thoughts here, but we'll talk about just generally what's popping on the day. We'll do that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.